Between packing lunches, school drop-offs, work deadlines, grocery runs, soccer practice, homework checks, did I mention science projects, birthday party planning, walking the dog, and maybe sneaking in a load of laundry, finding a moment to breathe can be hard. Looking for a dentist nearby who really knows the link between oral health and overall wellness? That's easy. Visit SmileGeneration.com and book an appointment today for Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Danny from Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there?
Chitty-hoo!
That sounds like someone who's ready to beat you, Steve.
I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Gretchen, at home, taking care of our kids, man. I know she's listening. I just want to give her a shout-out. She's the beautiful, most beautiful woman in the world.
Shout-out to Gretchen. Yeah. What's the name of the kids?
Well, right now I got my daughter, Jordan, in the backseat with me. And we got Danny and Jade at home.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's go, Jordan.
All right, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye.
If you're playing along at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
A rat.
Yes. What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
Pass.
On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Red.
Yes. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children?
Tylenol.
No.
Pass.
What Grand Slam sporting event is held in Flushing Meadows in New York?
Shoot. Pass.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
What was that? Sorry.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Mercury?
Yes. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Cream.
Yes. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
40s.
No.
50s.
Correct. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York.
Yes. Which organ cannot feel pain?
Liver.
No.
Pat.
Ooh, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Danny.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was going to say, every time I drink, my liver feels pain. So I know that was not right.
The liver is evil. It must be punished. Steve Miggs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
He's a rat.
He is.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
South Park.
They did. On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Pink.
No.
White?
No.
Black.
No. What branch of medicine deals
Brown?
With the care of infants and children? No.
Podiatry.
No.
Pediatrics.
Yes. What Grand Slam sporting event is held at Flushing Meadows in New York?
Wimbledon.
No.
Grand Slam. I don't know. I can't think of the U.S. Open.
Yes. What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Gold?
No.
Agent Orange.
No.
I don't know. Element. Silver.
No. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Water.
No.
Milk for sugar?
No.
Milk
for booze.
No. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. Steve.
Oh, snap.
Got the climb. Steve, you got four correct, which was okay, but it wasn't good enough to meet Danny. Danny got six correct.
Oh, good job, Danny.
6-4.
Come on.
Danny, and a shout out to Gretchen. It all worked out.
He did know that on New Year's Eve, it is good luck to wear red panties.
Okay.
He also knew that mercury was what poisoned the waters around Japan.
Okay.
He also knew that a brevet substitutes milk for half and half or cream.
Oh.
He also knew that liquid paper was invented in the 50s, one you did not get to. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York City.
Yes, and one more you did not get to. Which organ cannot feel pain?
I'm going to say the heart.
It's actually the brain.
The brain.
So the brain senses pain for everything else, but it can't actually feel pain itself.
But every morning when I talk to you, my brain hurts. How do you explain that? Ha-cha-cha. The Daily Mix
Show. Your help is greatly appreciated as we aim to put 400 pairs of sneakers on local children in need right ahead of back to school. Kicks for Kids is going down right now at KISW.com.
And the Rock College, step it up. Donate. We're over 6,000 raised.
Let's keep it going. Occasionally, you might see something advertised out there in the world that piques your curiosity a little bit. And that inspires us to do a little thing we call, what's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag today, Taryn Daly?
This one's actually more in the cup. It is the
what's in the cup?
Strawberry matcha frap from Starbucks.
Okay, I don't know if this has any audio to it, but I found a commercial for it. Let's see. Matcha, meet Frappuccino, and that's it.
It smells good.
I've seen these now. This is like their new like seasonal drink.
Okay. It looks like it came straight out of the movie Wicked.
Let me. It does actually. Number one,
smells delicious.
It's very strawberry,
but also Steve really downplayed that. The last time we went to Starbucks as a little morning crew together after the show, Steve was like, "Ooh, look at that one, guys. That looks fun."
And I
was
like, "Look fun."
I was like, "Hey, Tatum, I didn't know you were here today."
I'd like to try that. That looks delicious. But I also looked at this thing and I'm like, that is a lot of liquid calories. I don't know if I would want to drink just one by myself.
Dude, matcha is everywhere these days.
Yes.
Is it like, okay, is it the equivalent of...
People get like matcha tea.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of caffeine.
I have no idea, but I do like the scent of the strawberry. The strawberry cream smells amazing.
It does smell really good.
Would you like some of my strawberry cream, Danny?
I've been smelling it all morning, Steve.
Now, Danny, would you like a straw? Yeah,
do we want to try and consume this with spoons, or do we want to consume this with straws?
I'm going to try a straw.
You're gonna
try
straw.
Okay, we'll do straws. Oh my God. I'll take the lid off because we only have one of them. We didn't actually go out of our way to buy this. Our salesperson, Jen, shout out to Jen Richards. She, the mistress of booze. Apparently, Starbucks accidentally gave her this and she didn't want it.
So we were like, great, we would love it.
Yes.
But, so are you supposed to like mix it up or do you leave it the way that it is?
That's why I don't know.
Okay, I guess I'll just try it the way that it is right now. Okay.
Try it the way that it is and then, you know, some of that strawberry cream will be on the straw, so just lick it off. All right, so Taryn's trying it first.
Okay. Oh, no.
Really?
I don't like the green stuff, whatever that is.
Matcha.
Have you tried the strawberry part, though, yet?
Yeah, let me try
that. Yeah, pull out your straw. There you go.
Yeah, just kind of like just get some of that cream on you.
Yeah.
The strawberry stuff is great.
All right, so I'm going to try the matcha part now. Yeah, I'm with you. The matcha part's kind of trash.
That is awful.
But now,
the pink stuff.
The pink stuff, which is also called strawberry flavor.
See, it's...
Oh, the strawberry's phenomenal.
So good.
It's funny because...
Just give me all of that.
It's funny because, like, matcha is so big right now. It's literally in everything.
It's all the rage.
All right, here we go.
It's almost like Dubai chocolate, and they're both green.
How are we feeling, Danny?
Oh, I see what you mean.
The matcha is nothing... I don't understand why that's all the rage right now.
It has a weird aftertaste.
It almost tastes like dirt in a way, but not in a bad way. Like, it's like almost like, it's all like a supplement. Tastes like a supplement.
It does taste from the earth.
So, don't they have like, I think there's also what, like a brown sugar drink and then a salted caramel one. Yeah, I would say go with one of the other ones before you do this one.
I could see, but again, though, if you like matcha, I think you're going to be very happy with it.
Can I try it again? Yeah, I'm going to try and sip it as opposed to using a straw.
Don't spill that, you guys. Then our whole studio is going to smell.
Because then we'll mix. then it's going to mix the strawberry with the matcha, and maybe that's how they, that's how God intended
that's
it.
That's how it was intended. Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Way better.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, way better. The strawberry helps kind of mask the nastiness of the matcha.
I kind of wish that you had had like a little strawberry mustache at the end of that.
Oh, I do too. I'd be licking my lips all day long.
It's still weird.
Still nothing for you?
Yeah, I would never, I'll never drink this right, again.
Danny, you try it. No. As the Lord intended it.
It's better.
You do have a cute little strawberry mustache there, Danny.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, I would say get it for the strawberry cream foam. That's the best part. Maybe just get a cup, like a pup cup.
A pup cup.
But of strawberry cream foam.
And they're like, is it for your dog? No, it's for me.
Yeah.
I want the little mustache.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove that to us and we'll hook you up with Creed tickets. They're going to be at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. And one lucky grand prize winner is going to get a backstage tour from Scott Stapp himself. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Sick and tired of going to the dentist? Time to shake things up. At a Smile Generation trusted practice, we know for a fact that what's happening in your mouth affects the rest of your body. This mouth-body connection is why we take a more connected approach to bring dental and whole body health together to provide you with the best care possible. Because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Find a practice nearby that connects dental with medical with you for confidence unleashed. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater coming up August 14th. And one lucky grand prize winner will even get a backstage tour from Creed's own Scott Stapp.
And here's the bathroom.
It's going to be just like that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if he just sings the tour the entire time?
We can put in a request. Josh from Lacey, you're our contestant this morning. What's up, Josh?
Not too much. Just a little nervous, you know?
Don't be nervous. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with the great Steve Miggs or the greater Taryn Daly.
Wow. But yeah, don't be nervous also because there's no integrity. We'll do everything possible to help you win these tickets. And who's going to help you this time? The greater Taryn Daly.
You know it. All right, Josh, here is your clip.
Here's the catering.
That's Creed. Believe it, is it With Arms Wide Open?
Yeah. This is going to be a moment at White River Amphitheater. Why is it that every Creed song just sounds like you should be standing in the rain with arms wide open?
With a deep V and a medallion?
Danny, I'll bring a bottle of water and I'll squirt you with water while this song plays.
What is going
to
happen?
Oh, greatness. I can't wait. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. That is Hemorrhage from Fuel.
Josh, you are one of the lucky ones. You'll be there with us to go see Creed at White River Amphitheater.
All right, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
yeah. And maybe you'll be one of the lucky one to get that backstage tour. Fingers crossed for you, man.
Fingers crossed.
I'm just so excited to see this like new version of Scott Stapp with his buzzed hair and his ripped arms.
Yeah. Also, did you happen to see what's going on with them right now?
What?
They've been covering a certain song that you'll love, Taryn Daly. It's this one.
Is this you too?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
Wait a second.
But it's not you two singing it. It sounds great.
Danny, I thought I was trolling her by playing that because I know she hates you too. And yet somehow you're grooving to that now.
I like it better with Scott Stapp at the helm.
I don't know. I might want to squirt myself in the ear as well. You and me both, Steve. We'll go to the beer garden when they play this song.
I'll be front row with arms wide open.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to discuss with us, now would be the time to call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after AC/DC. Steve Migs, one thing we have learned in about the last 12 hours is that you and Danny and myself know very little about tsunamis.
Shockingly, I thought I was going to come in, you would know everything and you would have all the answers, but I guess I was wrong.
But somebody on the phone does, and his name is Professor Harold Tobin. He's the director with the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. And Harold, we're really thrilled to talk with you this morning so that you can help shed a little bit of light on what the earthquake off of Russia means for the tsunami warnings here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, good morning. Well, fortunately, it looks like the worst of it would have already come. So I know that the advisory is still in place and there's still the potential for some dangerous currents and effects, especially in harbors and marinas, but it doesn't look like it's going to be any worse than it has been so far. The earthquake was enormous, and it was just the type that creates damaging tsunamis. And we know that there was tsunami damage close in that area, spread across the Pacific. And so the warnings were warranted, but fortunately not the worst case scenario.
That was my question I was going to ask you. I was thinking about this. I was like, that's a tough thing, a tough spot for you guys to be in because you don't want to freak everybody out, but you also don't want to downplay something because, God forbid, it actually turns out to be worse than you expected. Like, how do you navigate giving news to like the common folk like us that like, you know, you don't want to sound like someone who's crying wolf, but on the flip side, you also don't want to like be like, ah, man, maybe we should have told you guys to be a little bit more prepared.
Yeah, well, that's obviously a challenge. And fortunately for actually issuing these warnings, it's not my job. It's the National Tsunami Warning Centers that are run by NOAA. And they have the tremendous responsibility of warning, half the world essentially for these events. I would just say that, you know, yes, of course, we have to err a bit on the side of caution, right? An analogy you can make to people who live in Tornado Alley, you know, in the U.S., when a tornado is touching down, well, you know, it might go near you and miss you, but you sure are glad to have had that warning, right? Even though nothing happened to you.
Absolutely.
And you don't want the day come when it actually doesn't miss you and you didn't pay any attention to the warning. So that's just the reality of hazards, of natural hazard events, is that we should be just happy when we get a warning and nothing bad happens.
We're talking with Harold Tobin, who is a professor and director at the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, talking all about the everything from the, I guess, tsunami warning, tsunami watch, tsunami advisory. What is the difference between all of these different terms?
Yeah, it sure can seem confusing. They just kind of are different degrees of you should be concerned and or whether or not an evacuation is in place. So we never had an order here in Washington from this one, not order, but recommendation to evacuate. Tsunami watch just says, hey, a tsunami is possible. We don't know that there will be a damaging one, but, you know, stay tuned for more information. Maybe don't go actually in the water, right? A tsunami advisory means that, yes, we think there will be a tsunami. It may or may not actually be hazardous. And that's the level we've been under for most of the night here in Washington State, especially the Pacific Coast and the Straits, not so much deep into the Puget Sound. Then if you really are under tsunami warning, that's, you know, a real caution and says you should evacuate from the actual tsunami inundation zone, which is really just still low-lying areas very close to sea level. It doesn't mean, you know, you evacuate entire cities, except in the case of a few of our coastal cities like Westport that are very close to sea level.
Now, Harold, you bring up, you know, Westport. I know that's a very popular surfer's destination. What happens when these types of warnings come out and the surfers feel like, hey, you know what, this is a great time to go catch some big waves?
yeah, you know, I really would say don't do that, right? And the reason is that we call them waves, but a tsunami is really nothing like a breaking wave, a wind wave. It's not like the Hollywood movies show it as just a gigantic sort of surfer's paradise kind of wave. A tsunami is a rush of water that has a very long, long length behind it. So it's a surge that keeps coming. I like to say it's maybe more like, imagine the tide rising by 5 feet, but over the course of 30 seconds.
Mm. You know, wow.
It just comes surging in and plowing in as a wall of water or a rush of water rather than a breaking wave. Don't surf the tsunamis, please.
That's how I even saw it last night. I was watching like the news and just seeing like they were having some people from Oregon and also people against, along the coast. And like the reporters were like, yeah, we're getting as far away from the water as we can be, but there are still some people that are just like set up, just sitting there right by the beach. And I'm like, man, like, what are we doing, people? Like, why? Yeah. That's got to make you just roll your eyes and just shake your head. Like, come on, you got to pay attention, people.
Yeah, well, yeah, people make their own choices, okay?
That's fair. Fine. Yes.
We have seen in some of these previous cases where otherwise not too terrible tsunamis on our coast have caused people to get washed off the rocks or lose their lives. Jeez. That happened with the 2011 Japan tsunami in a couple of different places in California. Don't think it happened in Washington. Definitely happened in Hawaii. And we've seen, you know, numbers of people lose their lives in these events, even very far from the source of the earthquake. So, yeah, you've got to take them seriously. And boaters in the water have to also, because it can create tidal-style strong currents at really unexpected times and places.
We're talking to Professor Harold Tobin, who's part of the director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, and you mentioned Hawaii. What can you tell us about what's going on right now over in Honolulu? Because from last night, you know, it sounded like a lot of people were being told, hey, get as high elevated as possible. But what can you tell us that's going on right now over there?
Yeah. I mean, they saw the tsunami come in. It wasn't very big, fortunately. It was kind of at the lower end of the range of what seemed plausible or likely from the forecast. So the forecast wasn't wrong at all. But fortunately, it was not at all the worst case scenario. I don't know. I haven't seen much evidence or reports of actual damage coming from it. But they reported, you know, waves as high as a couple of feet. And again, not like just seeing a couple of feet of surf. It's really a different beast.
Professor Tobin, thank you so much for being with us this morning and telling us a little bit more about what happens in the world of tsunami warnings when that happens. And I feel like we're just a little bit more prepared now for the next time.
All right. Well, I'm glad I can be of service.
Thank you, Harold. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
20 years has passed like nothing, right? 20 years of the men's room on the rock.
Where is the time gone?
I know. Saturday, September 6th, we're going to be celebrating those 20 years at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville from 1 until 6. And the tickets are on sale now. That ticket gets you a commemorative glass. You get a koozie and your first 16-ounce beer on us. Head over to KISW.com for all the info. Last night, date night, Danny was out on the town.
Yes, I was.
What'd you do?
We went to go to the Paramount, my favorite place to go see a good Broadway musical, play, whatever it may be. And we went and saw And Juliet.
Tara and I were going to go, but we got stuck in traffic.
That's fine. Bummer. I know. I knew you guys would. You guys called me, sent me a picture from the traffic. I get it.
Yeah, it happens. I just keep those on file on my phone so I can make up that story.
What is And Juliet about?
Dude, I had never heard about this play/musical before. It's all about what would happen in Romeo and Juliet if Juliet didn't kill herself. Mm. Spoiler alert. She kills herself.
So she doesn't kill herself. Does she let Romeo off himself? Okay, I don't want to spoil it.
Let's put it this way. Romeo is dead for a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And what
does she lead a happier life because now she's done with that guy and she finds a better dude?
Kind of, yes. The greatest part about it, though, and you know me, I'm a sucker for a good pop song, and it's all pop music. So it's kind of done like they do Britney Spears, they do NSYNC, they do like they even do like some Bon Jovi in there, and it's all they tell the story
through these songs, like the lyrics of these songs. It's the weirdest thing, but it works so well.
So they're the actual songs. They don't change the lyrics?
No, yeah, the actual songs.
That's actually kind of fun.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of what, again, we were talking earlier, Steve, you and I aren't lyrics guys. When you actually put these like lyrics to what they're talking about in the story, it's like, it works.
So my guess for the Bon Jovi song has to be You Give Love a Bad Name.
No, it's not actually. It's the...
Is it Slippery When Wet?
It's My Life song. It's My Life.
Good one. Yeah.
It's so good, guys. It's like, I can't even put into words how good it was.
I think I did see online that the rest of it is already sold out. Like, there's no tickets available for any of the other showings.
That's crazy if it is, but it does not surprise me. Like, there's fireworks, there's confetti that happens at least two different times. Their voices and actresses and actors are just incredible. I was in heaven all last
it
night.
It kind of makes me now wonder if they're going to, like, start doing more of these. Because if it's successful, you know there's the copycats out there. Are they going to take other iconic old school plays or stories, and then like, hell, what would happen if blank happened?
Yeah, that and like we talked about recently, like I went to go see Six at the Paramount as well, and that's kind of the same kind of thing. It's like, oh, the ex-wives of Henry are back from the dead, and they put together a pop album and a concert, and it's kind of like that same kind of thing. And yeah, it's like I kind of feel like it's a trend, and it was really good. And at the same time, me and Lynn were dancing the whole time to Backstreet Boys. I will say, Backstreet Boys heavily favored over NSYNC, so I don't know if your wife was going to go.
No, she won't. This doesn't sound like something she would want to watch anyway. And shockingly, her husband would agree with her on that one.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah. BSB over NSYNC all day.
What are we doing? Like, really, what are we
doing? We're having cool points taken away from us right now.
They've been gone for a long time. We're just solidifying that.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks are gearing up for the upcoming season. First preseason game is a week from tomorrow, but is their top draft pick gearing up for Busch Light?
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about this during the Daily Migs download after Linkin Park.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle just rolled in with a bushel of blueberries.
Yeah.
All of us wearing our black t-shirts. Look
like
at us.
A bucket of blueberries.
How much is a bushel?
A bushel? I don't know. I know that a bird in a hand is better than two in a bush.
Did you pick those blueberries?
No, sir.
Oh, I got excited. I thought they were handpicked.
Someone handpicked them. I didn't.
Fine.
I handpicked them up at the grocery store.
And then you put it in a bucket so it looks like you made it.
Yeah, well, you rinse them and you put them in the thing and then you bring them into work. And then you have a nice, delicious, healthy snack to counter your otherwise completely less than wholesome lifestyle.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Ryan's Unwholesome Lifestyle and Palace Law. Yeah. Hey, the Seahawks are, of course, getting ready for the preseason games. They're doing training camp, and they got their first-round draft pick, Ray Zabel, on the offensive line. A lot of people are excited about him. And, of course, people were asking about how are things going. He talked about how, like, Leonard Williams has been a good role model to him, which is kind of cool because Leonard Williams is a stud on the defense. So if anyone could give him an idea of how to deal with the defense, it would be Leonard Williams. But then, of course, somebody had to ask him about, is he enjoying Busch Light, and has he turned on his teammates to Busch Light? Because when he was first picked, he talked about how he was crushing Busch Lights that night. So here he is talking about that.
Not yet. Can't really find it out here. In training camp, I had to give that all up. So we're just sticking with water.
Wait, what do you
mean? Busch Light is a lot like water.
I know
so
why.
He's close.
I know why he can't find it around here, because it all goes to Pullman, because that's what you drink there.
The funny part is, of course, like, yeah, they post these videos and nobody's talking about what he had to say about all the other stuff. Everyone's just listing stores where you can get Busch Light. Like, Fred Meyer's got it. Safeway's got it.
I'm going to send him a six-pack of Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager.
Changes life.
I don't know. He also talked a little bit about his new quarterback, Sam Darnold, and now we know what Sam Darnold's nickname is.
You got to protect your quarterback at all costs. I mean, we got a great QB with Sammy D, and we got to keep him vertical and keep him clean, because
it's very important to keep Sammy D vertical and clean.
Yes, it is.
Boy, that is loaded, isn't it?
I mean, Sammy D.
There are so many jokes just buried in that.
What does D stand for?
Joey.
Oh, wrong one.
D's nuts. D's nuts. Pete Davidson, he's been pretty open about all the tattoos that he regrets. He's getting a whole bunch of them removed. But there's one that he is so humiliated about that he's never even talked about it until now. On the latest episode of Hot Ones, he said that when he was like 19 or 20, he was doing a stand-up set at a comedy club where Dave Chappelle was in the house and inspired this tattoo.
I've never admitted this because it's so humiliating. But when I was like 20 at a comedy club and Chappelle was in the corner, I got off stage and he was like, I watched your whole set. It was really good. And he goes, jokes come and go, but swag is forever. And guess who got that tattooed on his chest?
He did not get jokes come and go.
The gospel of Dave Chappelle on you.
And I covered it with Jaws. Because I needed something huge to black it out. I just put a giant shark over it.
Did he say where he got it?
I think it was on his chest.
Jeez.
Wow.
Jokes come and go, but swag lives forever.
Oh, God.
Let's get that as a matching tattoo,
and
guys.
Look at the women he lands. There's hope for all of us.
Swag lasts forever,
swag
man.
Swag lasts forever.
I mean, he could have made that a t-shirt.
We should.
Do you have any tattoos that you would be like, that's one I'm not really most stoked about?
Oh, yeah. Me and my friend Josh, when we were 15, 16, made a tattoo gun. I've got a couple of them
still. Wait, you have a homemade tattoo?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of them still.
Show it.
Bad boy.
Someday.
Does it say jokes come and go and swear?
There's only a lucky few people that have seen them.
Wow.
Can you give us an idea of the region?
It's covered by clothing.
Oh!
Does it incorporate swag living forever?
Oh, swag does live forever.
Okay. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 82 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, where swag lives forever. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Between packing lunches, school drop-offs, work deadlines, grocery runs, soccer practice, homework checks, did I mention science projects, birthday party planning, walking the dog, and maybe sneaking in a load of laundry, finding a moment to breathe can be hard. Looking for a dentist nearby who really knows the link between oral health and overall wellness? That's easy. Visit SmileGeneration.com and book an appointment today for Confidence Unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.